Hey, Brad, before we get started with the call, we had a special request that if you could just roll through the Hebrew alphabet, give us kind of the pronunciation. Some of us have been studying Hebrew, and we're kind of lost on some of the letters and things there. So would you mind rolling through there?
No, not at all. But let me preface that by saying that the point of the alphabet, the point of the words that are used in the pronunciation of the alphabet, the Aleph, the Bet, the Gimel, and so forth, is there words given to get you to articulate the sound you want when you actually look at the word. And so when we go through Aleph, when we go through the very first letter, Aleph, it's trying to get you to express that kind of breathy part that starts the letter. That kind of, it's not silent and so forth.
Okay.
Just not heavily articulated. And so when we get to Bet, depending upon who your Hebrew teacher is, some may say Bet, some may say Bet, some may say, but the idea is to get you to say B.
Okay.
That's the idea. And so when we get to Gimel, it's the G sound because Hebrew has no J.
Okay.
The first three, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. In the alphabet, when you have a two-syllable word, the accent's always going to fall on the first syllable. So it's going to be Aleph, Bet, Dalet, not Dalet. The Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, and then Hey, and sometimes that's written as H-E-Y, sometimes it's just H-E, but the idea is the H sound.
Okay.
That's the idea of it. Hey, Vav is a softer V sound. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zion. Remember, it's a two-syllable word, so the accent will be on the first syllable. Zion, then Chet, Chet, then Tet, and then Yud. So some people write it as a Y-O-D, other people write it as a Y-U-D, but the idea is the Y.
Okay.
Now, doesn't matter whether it's U-D or O-D. It's to get the person to articulate the Y sound.
Perfect.
Yud, Kaf, so it's pronounced with that kind of A as in father, Kaf. And I'm going to make it very distinct on three letters that sound very close to each other, so listen very carefully.
Okay.
Kaf, kaf is how you say it. Lamed, two-syllable word, accent on the first syllable. Lamed, mem, nun, then samek, two syllables again, so samek, ayin, two syllables again.
Okay.
It's chayin. Now, it's hard to articulate over the phone, but the first part of that is said deep in your throat rather than like the chet. The chet is way up in your throat.
Yeah.
You spit in your face when you say it.
Right.
But when you say an ayin, it's just much deeper down within your throat. Chayin. Okay? Chayin. Okay? It's just much deeper.
Okay.
Not a silent sound. It's not silent. It's just deep within your throat. Ayin. And then pay, obviously, has to get you to say the P sound. Then it's tzadi, two-syllable word, so accent on the first syllable, tzadi, because trying to get you to go tz, tzadi.
Okay.
Kof, now there's a difference, kof. Kof is going to be just a little bit softer than a kaf.
Okay.
But they sound the same kind of kaf and kof, a little bit harder sound. And then, of course, resh, r, trying to get you the R sound, resh, shin, sin, tav.
Very good.
Okay. Now, once again, when you're reading, when you're taking a biblical studies, especially if you're, well, whether you're listening or reading, some grammarians, some people who teach the language, will just have different vowels in there, a yud instead of a yod. Some will have a different, but the idea is to say the word, so you articulate the consonant, not the vowel.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, very good.
The point, not the vowel.
Very good. That's awesome.